From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to block the execution of Washington-area sniper John Allen Muhammad, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Muhammad is scheduled to die Tuesday night for the October 2002 killing of Dean Myers at a gas station in Manassas, Virginia. It was one of 10 deaths in the Washington area attributed to Muhammad and his then-teenaged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo. In arguing for a stay of execution, Muhammad's attorney said he'd been poorly represented in his trial because he was allowed to serve as his own attorney for a time despite suffering from mental illness and brain damage. While the high court denied Muhammad's request for a stay, three justices, led by Justice John Paul Stevens, said the court was acting too quickly. Muhammad, who is slated to die by lethal injection, still has a clemency petition before Virginia Governor Tim Kaine. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Investigators say Nidal Hassan, the alleged shooter accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood, is awake and talking to investigators. Authorities say the 39-year-old Hassan is in stable condition at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio. He's accused of opening fire at a processing center at Fort Hood Thursday. Along with 13 reported deaths, another 29 people were wounded. Security remains heightened at the post as military officials continue to try and determine a possible motive on the part of the gunman. As he prepared to meet President Obama, Israel's prime minister today repeated his call for resumption of peace talks with the Palestinians. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Israel rejected U.S. calls for a settlement freeze in the occupied West Bank, and Palestinians have balked at negotiations without that. Speaking to Jewish leaders in Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his calls for negotiations without preconditions.
And it's high time that we stop negotiating about the negotiations. Let's get on with it. Let's move.
Netanyahu said his goal is not to start endless negotiations, but to achieve a permanent peace treaty between Israel and the Palestinians soon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A divided Supreme Court is grappling with the issue of whether teenagers should be handed life sentences for certain crimes. At issue are two Florida cases in which individuals are serving life terms with no chance of parole. Brian Stevenson with the Equal Justice Initiative says such sentences are also heavily weighted to certain individuals.
Poor kids and minority kids and disadvantaged kids are always the ones who end up with these harsh sentences.
However, Florida Solicitor General Scott Makar argued that life without parole can be a useful deterrent to violent crime among young teens.
We like to think that it's only used rarely in those cases that are justified for public safety purposes where we have serious violent offenders.
Justices heard 2 hours of argument on the Florida cases today. One case involved a then 13-year-old convicted of raping an elderly woman. The other involved a teen implicated in armed robberies. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 203 points today. This is NPR. The White House is calling on Iran to free three American hikers taken into custody by authorities back in July after they strayed over the Iranian border from northern Iraq. The latest request the three be freed comes after a senior Iranian prosecutor today accused the Americans of espionage, something that's being seen as an indication Tehran intends to put them on trial. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has said that because the three crossed the border illegally, they should be punished. The three hikers are graduates of the University of California at Berkeley. The Vatican today reaffirmed a recent overture to married Anglican priests does not signal the Catholic Church could soon lift its celibacy requirement for Catholic priests. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
The Vatican today issued the rules and guidelines by which disillusioned traditionalist Anglicans can join the Catholic Church. Anglicans who are opposed to their church's embrace of openly gay priests, women priests, and the blessing of same-sex unions will be allowed to join new parishes called personal ordinariates, headed by former Anglican priests. The Vatican had said that married Anglican priests will be allowed to remain in the priesthood on a case-by-case basis as they join the Catholic Church. That announcement had led to speculation on whether the Roman Catholic ban on married priests might be lifted. Today's document dashed any such hopes. It says the possibility envisioned for some married clergy within the personal ordinariates does not signify any change in the Church's discipline on clerical celibacy. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session higher today. The near-month contract for oil was up $2 a barrel to end the session at $79.43 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.